Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. It is the spring training preview, and I said, who's the perfect guy to have on? And that's the hitting coach of the Giants, Hensley Bam Bam Mullins, the Sir Hensley. Nice to see you. How was the winter for you?
Great to see you. You know, the winter was great. Spent a lot of time at home. Got to do one gig in Taiwan for the Dutch team. I managed in the Premier 12 tournament, which was the 12th best country non-40-man player. So it was a good tournament. We made it to the quarterfinals, and then the U.S. beat us 5-1 in that game. But had a great time. And then the rest of the winter was fine until about 4 weeks ago, we lost our dad, so that was a bummer at the end the winter. But he was in pain. He had cancer for 20 years, so he's in a better place now.
So sorry. All right. Glad to have you with us, though. It is a gorgeous day in Scottsdale, the spring training preview. You got a nice offense. You got a nice lineup, 1-8. And you did statistically, you did well last year in many, many categories, and some surprisingly not so well. So our spring training preview, take us through what you want to accomplish down here.
Well, you know, as usual, you know, we had our big meeting yesterday with everybody, welcoming the new guys to the team, and, congratulating the team for leading the league in hitting last year. We didn't get a chance to do that because, you know, after the season, everybody goes their own way. And then again, you know, hitting the points where we did well, and also on the areas we need to improve, which is the one that the guy on third with less than two outs, we saw where a percentage drop under 50% last year at 494 or something. But we need to just pick that up this year. A couple of years ago when we won the World Series, we were at 60%, and that's the area we need to be around. You know, I even believe we can be around 65% to make sure we score runs, you know. And, you know, that probably kept us from scoring 40 to 50 more runs, and that's huge in any given game. So the more runs you can score, you know, the more leeway you give the pitching, you know, to do their job. So the focus this spring is to, you know, continue to better what we were good at, and also work on what we were not so good at, like you said.
Well, you have some players, interesting players, a couple that we'll watch in spring training when the games get underway next Wednesday. One is Denard Span, and the other one is Angel Pagan. Now, everyone else, you kind of know who they are, and we've seen them work before, and who knows what the limit is for those guys. We'll talk about them briefly. But the two guys I mentioned, key people in the lineup, one's a leadoff hitter. One could hit a little further down in the lineup, but guys who are key to the team and new to you. Well, and Pagan's not new to you, but he's healthy.
Well, yeah, you know, I think it's nice to have a player like Span on the team because it deepens our lineup. It gives us more flexibility. It betters our offense and defense. You know, he's a great defensive player. But he's a proven, very consistent hitter. You know, you can see his numbers for his career. You know, that's a guy that we crave for around here, a guy that put the ball in play at some base, you know, 350 or so for his career. So those are nice numbers. And all we need him to do is repeat those numbers and you know, and just contribute to what's already good. So and Angel, you know, coming back, he's pumped up. You know, he's healthy, he feels great. You know, he feels rejuvenated after a knee surgery in the off season, and also being able to rest and get his body back on track. And you know, he's no spring chicken anymore. He's gonna be 35, I believe, and he's also in his walk year with his contract. So, you know, all those things give me reason to believe that he's very motivated to have a good year this year for us.
You know, just in my own observation of watching the first few days of hitting off pitching, he looks like he's got a lot more flexibility. Maybe it's just me looking at him, but I'll tell you, his lower half looks a little better. He's more of a violent swing, like he's letting it go.
Well, you know, he's further even removed from the back troubles he had a year and a half ago, and that's used for a hitter. You know, you need your legs and your back to hit, and most people believe that it's your arms, but it's the other way around. It's from the bottom up, and when those things are hurting, you know, obviously you're gonna struggle a little bit with what you used to doing at the plate, which is you know, being explosive, and you know, just like anything else on the field, hitting is a very explosive thing, and you know, he's back to where he can be explosive, and we're loving it.
All right, Bam Bam Euland's with us, our spring training preview, talking a little bit about the offense. The number three hitter. And, you know, going into last spring training, I never thought I'd be saying this, that your number three hitter is Matt Duffy, but he is the number three hitter. Do you think he'll stay in that spot? Is that kind of where things are lined up right now?
Well, you know, Boach, you know, everything is possible with Boach. You know, he mixes and matches very well. You know, we have obviously a lot of options with, you know, the personnel we have this year. You know, Panic is also back again and healthy after enduring back problems. But, you know, Duffy gives you nice options to hit him anywhere in the lineup. You know, what are going to do with Belt if he's swinging good? You know, so what are you going to do against lefties when, you know, everybody's doing well? So, but, you know, just like any other year, you know, every situation plays out itself. You know, those guys, their production is going to dictate where they're going to hit. You know, if they're going to be productive, they're going to hit where they're supposed to hit. And just like every year, somebody might struggle for a little bit. I mean, you might take him out of his comfort zone, put him somewhere else, put somebody else there, and then see what happens. And, you know, usually it works out pretty good for us.
How much importance do you put on spring training? Of course, the games are going to start, and we're going to see people for one at bat, two at bats as you build up towards the end of the month. How much important is it? I mean, we've seen Belt hit the ball really well down here. We've seen people not hit the ball down here.
It's important for everybody when it comes to in terms of getting ready physically, not production wise. You know, Boach doesn't really believe in having to hit 400 everybody down here. You know, like Buster usually doesn't see the ball very well here. So we know that he's not going to hit 230 during the season if he hit 230 here. But for other people, you know, they need to prove that they're worthy of being on the team, especially the five guys that are going to be on the bench, or maybe it's four. If we take 13 pitchers, so we don't know that yet. So it's a long ways to go. We haven't even started playing yet. So, but once the games start rolling, all those guys that are competing for a job needs to show us that they are ready to stay on this team. We're looking to win a championship, so we're not looking to do anybody favors. You know, you have to earn your way in the team.
Posey slowed down a lot the second half, especially power wise, things like that. What happened?
Nothing happened. You know, he still hit over 300. He still drove in almost 100 runs. He was in his zone from hitting 18 to 24 home runs. He hit 19. So, you know, he spoiled us with a great year in 2012. And but he's been very, very consistent before and after that. So I'm a firm believer that you know, this year he'll give us a little bit more than he gave us last year. Usually he's good, you know, year in and year out. You never know it in power-wise, but he's always consistent in hitting for average and driving in runs.
Boy, it'd be interesting to see. You're right, he doesn't hit much. I saw him in the fall league. He couldn't hit at all. I said, wow, can this guy hit? And, of course, we know he's on the path to become a Hall of Famer. Bam Bam with us. A couple of the young players, last year you had injuries, and you got some young people up to the big leagues to take a look at them. Parker being one, and we talk about possibility on a bench. He hit some home runs, and it was kind of exciting. What about these young guys? What are you looking for? Blanks is another one. Pena is another. What do you look for with these guys?
I'm looking for a healthy and strong competition. You know, obviously, you know, Parker had a great showing the second time around last year in the big leagues, hitting for a lot of power, and everybody likes power. So, you know, if he continues to be on that path, he's going to force himself on the team. And we would like to see that, you know. Williamson is another one that is on its way. You know, we got a cup of coffee late last year because of the injuries and the concussions. You know, he got to play a little bit. We saw what he can do. He made an adjustment this offseason with his swing and his approach. So we were eager to see what it looks like during games with, you know, against major league pitching. So and then, you know, we have some healthy competition with some new guys we brought in camp with here, with Grant Green, Kyle Blanks, Connor Gillespie's back. Ramiro Pena is a strong middle infielder with the switch hit bat. So very intriguing. Very interesting guys. George Contreras behind the plate, strong left-handed bat. So all these guys got a lot of major league experience, and we're looking forward to them competing to win spots in the team.
Yeah, well, that's a spring training preview, I'll tell you that. And I think the most important thing is just get out of here healthy. We know what happened to Pence in one of the early games last year, and it never really recovered the whole season. So just get out here healthy, and if you're a young kid, swing the bat and let Bam Bam evaluate you and see where you go from there. But from my viewpoint, I think you're in good shape. It looks like you've got some people who can play and do the right things in the big leagues.
Yeah, of course. You know, we can't forget about the solid job that Kelly Tomlinson did for us last year at second base after Panic went down. And Adrianza finished strong the last 4 weeks of the season. So those guys are in the mix as well. You know, so there is a lot of people for just a few spots. And, you know, they're all going to have solid spring trainings to stay on this team. But, you know, we were just, like you said, looking for guys to stay healthy. They're all healthy right now. Hopefully they can stay that way and play the way they're capable of, and we'll be in the mix at the end of the year.
All right. I like it. That's a spring training preview from the hitting coach, Bam Bam Mullins. Thanks, and always great to see you.
Thank you.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.